This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Chris Wiley of the Roseburg Public Library, and good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, you guys have a lot of things going on. And by the way, because somebody asked me about this yesterday, how did the library do? I saw that water around there Sunday afternoon, because you guys are just north barely of Deer Creek.
Right. And I stopped by at about 1:30 on Sunday, and everything was okay. And then about 3:30, my brother-in-law and the fire chief sent me photos. We did get water in our basement. There is nothing stored in our basement. It actually has a rock floor. It has concrete stem walls. It was built with an event like this in mind. And so things are drying out. There are vents. Our maintenance crew is just keeping an eye on things to make sure everything dries out well. But we fared okay.
Well, I know as I was out back and forth a bit during the day as our storm coverage was continuing, it was around that 3 o'clock hour when I had taken a run out to check on Deer Creek, and I came back in. I'm like, oh, this is a little dicey.
Yeah, all of a sudden, within that short period of time, it really rose up. We're grateful to all the crews who were out and about all day long helping people, and grateful that they were checking on the library too, but we are fine.
So a lot of things going on. Talk about some things that are coming up people ought to know about.
Always lots of things going on. Check our website, RoseburgPublicLibrary.org. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. One thing that we're right in the middle of, and kids are so excited about it, it's the In-N-Out Burger Challenge. This is for kids from 4 to 12, and they have to read 5 books or 5 hours, and they come back to the library with their log, and they get a gift card for a free burger, hamburger or cheeseburger at In-N-Out. You would not believe the excitement. You probably would.
Yeah, I would. It's Roseburg.
It's so amazing to see these kids' eyes light up when they realize they can read and get burgers. Well, they can do that 3 times, so they can earn 3 burgers. And the challenge is going on until April 12th, so there's still plenty of time, including spring break, to earn this great incentive. You can go to our website, RoseburgPublicLibrary.org, and get the log, or you can stop in at the library and get the log as well.
Spring break, that's next week. What do you have planned?
Well, we have our story times, which are Wednesday and Thursday. In fact, that's what Aurora Ropp, our youth services librarian, is going to be doing this morning. That's at 10:15, and then again at 10:15 on Thursday. It's the same story time. This is perfect for ages 2 to 5 and caregivers and parents. Boy, do they sing and they wiggle and they read stories and then they have a craft. It's a lot of fun. We also have our makerspace out next Tuesday from 3 to 5. It's an opportunity for people to just get to know a 3D printer. They're not going to be able to do a complicated project, but in an hour, you can get a little something printed. We also have 3D pens. That's through a partnership with and I'm not going to come up with the name of it right now, out at UCC, the Umpqua Valley Steam Hub. And they were really gracious to get us these 3D pens. We also have a button maker. We have a Cricut. And people can stop in. You don't have to have a library card to participate.
Now, you guys have book groups. Talk about what those are.
Those are mine. And I love book groups. You know, when I came here, I had previously been in a lot of book groups that read a specific book. Well, we don't have the capacity to do that. We don't have enough copies of books. And I always wanted to run a book group where we just talk about what we're reading. And during COVID, that turned into the online book group. And it's stayed that way ever since. The second Tuesday of the month at 6:30, we gather on Zoom. And we all give short reviews of the books that we've been reading lately. And I always end up with probably close to 40, 45 titles that I then share by email that everybody has talked about. And then we have our silent book group. That's what I originally started because I just wanted an opportunity to read at work. It's the only time the entire month that I actually get to read at work for fun.
I think we have some people that do that here, but that may be another issue.
Well, that's the last Thursday of the month at 6:30. We read quietly for about 45 minutes, and then we talk about what we're reading, and we, you know, talk about pop culture and other things as well. And what I love about both of these groups is we're a community of readers who don't read the same thing, but we appreciate that we have a love of literature.
Now, I would think this would be, you know, initially I thought that was a bit different, but when you think about it, the fact that you can, you know, get out of your noisy house, whether it's kids or sports on TV or whatever else might be going on, and just have that sort of quiet space that you wouldn't necessarily get at home, it makes a lot of sense.
It does. It's really taken off around the country. Bookstores are doing it. Other libraries. You just take a look. Silent Book Group, they may not exactly call it that, but it's a thing, and it's a fun program for us.
What about, you've got an exhibit coming up?
We do. We have the Letitia Carson exhibit. It debuted at the Douglas County Museum a couple of years ago. It was super well attended. 2 years later, we have another opportunity for community members to come and learn about Letitia Carson, the first Black woman homesteader in Oregon. She actually got land through the Homestead Act in 1860. She got her land in 1863 in South County in the Myrtle Creek area. She passed away in 1888 and is interred in the Myrtle Creek area as well. Just this just amazing story about a resilient woman who came from Missouri, was an enslaved woman, raised her kids here. She took a neighbor to court to get some after her partner died. She was out land and money. She took the neighbor to court and won. Just unbelievable resilience in the 1800s.
Wow, that was a fascinating story. Before we go, Imagination Library, give us an update on that.
Oh, we have 1,500 young people. Please register your kids from birth to fifth birthday, imaginationlibrary.com. Click check availability. Almost every zip code in Oregon is covered. So it's not just in Roseburg. Check it out. It's an international program. I'm guessing that most of the kids in your world are covered by some affiliate.
Wow. And this is a Dolly Parton thing that's been going on for a long time.
Oh, are we at 30 years? Something like that. She is unbelievable as well. Just an amazing woman.
All right, Roseburg Public Library. To find out what all is going on, where do people go on the web?
People go to roseburgpubliclibrary.org, stop in, or go to Facebook.
All right, Chris Wiley, Director of Roseburg Public Library. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.